Just before the holiday break, we got some new information on the health care reform law, how it may affect you in the new year as well. The Obama administration now says you won't be discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions, that you can't be charged more because of gender, and that you'll be guaranteed a basic set of benefits under these historic new federal rules just published by the Health and Human Services Department. I talked about this with Susan Denser, editor-in-chief of Health Affairs Journal.
The important points now are that we're moving forward to set up health insurance exchanges. We're moving forward to talk about the insurance that will be offered in those exchanges and supply more detail on them. And what HHS has now said, for example, is that we will be seeing plans released in the exchanges that will be up and running. They have to be open for open enrollment on October 1st of 2013. And we'll see a variety of plans, health insurance plans in those exchanges for people who are buying coverage both through the individual insurance market. That's people who are buying health insurance on their own. They don't get it through an employer or other way. And then we'll also see a number of people buying insurance coverage in the small business health insurance market, again, through the exchanges. So the regulations that HHS has published describe some of the features that have to be in those plans. For example, the plans have to cover so-called essential health benefits. These are benefits that are typically found in the type of insurance coverage that you get from a large employer. They come in 10 different categories, including, for example, emergency care, preventive care, maternity coverage, etc. In particular, what HHS has now said that if you ask, for example, what kind of drug coverage, prescription drug coverage has to be in plans. Now, states have to decide whether they will have either one drug available in each class of drugs that are on the market, or they can pick a so-called benchmark plan in their state. That's a plan that is already in the market on their state that has requirements for more than one drug, maybe two drugs, maybe three drugs in every class. But states have the ability to decide that now, whether they want to go with one drug or pick a plan that has more than one drug. And that enables people to know exactly what kinds of coverage will have to be offered in those health insurance exchanges.
One question that may be on a lot of minds tonight is, how much money do I make and how little or how much do I have to make to basically have my insurance covered by the government or some entity?
For most people who are buying coverage through the exchanges, some of them have such very low incomes that the federal subsidies available to help pay for that coverage will be quite large and will cover a lot of the costs that those people would otherwise bear in buying health insurance premiums. Just how much is going to depend on exactly how much income those folks have. So we'll have to see over time also how the various insurance products come out being priced, because we don't yet know exactly what the cost is going to be of the insurance in all of the exchanges. There are going to be different levels of coverage as well. One thing we do know, for example, is that there will be so-called catastrophic coverage available for people who are under the age of 30 or for people who have very low incomes or limited incomes. So if you feel that you can't afford to buy a really generous health insurance product, you can still buy one that covers those so-called catastrophic expenses, those very high expenses that you might incur if, for example, you were diagnosed with cancer or were in a major car accident. So you will be able to pick that kind of coverage. It will still cover you for preventive health care at the front end, but then it would not cover you for a lot of other things until you incur these very catastrophic expenditures. That's a trade-off for people. It doesn't give them particularly generous coverage, but it does give them much more affordable coverage. And those plans also will be available in health insurance exchanges.
And what's new at Health Affairs for this holiday week?
Well, just last week, we published an international survey of primary care practices in 10 nations, including the United States, but also the United Kingdom, Canada, Switzerland, and others. And it asked, what's going on now with primary care in these countries? Now, primary care, of course, is the initial care that you get when you first go to a doctor's office or other healthcare facility with some minor condition or minor injury. We know that primary care in the country has not been up to snuff, but this survey shows that we're making gains in our U.S. primary primary care capacity in many respects. We now have 69% of U.S. primary care physicians using electronic health records. That's up from 46% 3 years ago. Helped along a lot by federal incentives adopted in 2009, but nonetheless getting much closer to the levels of other countries. So while we are still behind a number of other countries on some of these measures, the good news is we're improving, and we've made a lot of headway in the last few years.
Susan Dentzer, Editor-in-Chief of Health Affairs. Read more about what she was discussing at the end about primary care at WTOP.com. Search Health Affairs.